Hey guys, and welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, we have Michael Longfellow. And Michael Longfellow is the comic in the first episode that I started this podcast with. But we live on two different sides of the 405, so it was hard for us to get together and podcast. So I just did it on my own. And so we talk about that. We talk about touring. He's opened for me at some casinos. We talk about that. We talk about a live mine, which was drug addiction. So we talk about that. And what else did we talk about? Why am I even going to tell you? Just listen to the podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it. This one was a fun one.
It's the lies we tell. It's the lies we tell. We tell lies.
All you need to know is I buy a lot of headphones because I washed up my AirPods in my pants like a week after I got it. So I was just like, fuck that. I'd rather have $5 headphones that I can wash up and not care about.
Yeah, I think that too. But I also think sometimes like...
you want quality.
Maybe $5 headphones are sending things into my brain.
Yeah, because you got, well, you
they
got
just, they just don't have the regulations that nice headphones
provide. Well, you just said that you got shocked by,
yeah, I should have got shocked by,
you got shocked by Apple,
generic Apple iPhone headphones,
like the ones that come with the phone.
Yeah,
you got shocked.
Not the wireless ones. The
those are like $70 by themselves,
dude. They,
it makes no sense.
Electrocuted my brain.
They can't electrocuted
hiking.
Your brain, what are you talking about?
On Griffith.
Okay.
And a poppy sound heard, and then like it felt like you touched a fridge,
like inside your head, or like in your ear.
In my inside my ear, the like headphone was inside my ear, and the currency traveled through it into my fucking head.
Oh, really? Did it come out the other side?
Like yelled and was just jogging, and then just all of a sudden like ah.
Just, I imagine that's what like a stroke or something would feel like.
What do you think a stroke feels like?
I don't know. My
do you
mom
think it
had
feels good.
No, my mom had a stroke, and when it happened to her, she
isn't
said
it like a warm sensation.
She didn't really describe it. I didn't want to bring it up because a stroke is scary. So, but pretty much what they told me from around is like she just started crying and had no idea why she was crying.
Oh my god!
It was just like an insane type thing. But she's better now. So not to depress everybody,
Mrs. Webb.
Yeah. But anyway, so everybody thinks that we're not friends anymore.
That's because it's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
You're out here dropping my name on podcasts.
Dropping your name?
My mom hates you.
Does she really?
She listens. She's like, I don't know. I don't know that Jason guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your mom listened? Which one did she?
I called her down. I said, you know, he's a friend. It's all just, that's all just podcast business, you know?
Yeah. Well, what was... no, what made her upset?
The
first
the
episode?
Last podcast with Ari.
Oh, what about it?
I don't know. I guess you talked about me or something?
No, what... I didn't listen to it.
Ari even put it in his post.
Oh, no. Ari was just being a piece of shit. Like, he was doing that to get people to listen to it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I said in the
podcast... I know this, but my mom doesn't know this.
Yeah. I bet she didn't even listen. She just looked
she
at Ari.
She listens to all of them.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, not all yours. But
just
like
the
everything
one
I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I have to be careful.
Oh, well, that's...
kind of
okay. That's because she sent that... he tagged you in it.
Yeah.
I saw him. I was like, he does this every time. Like, when I was on his podcast, he's like, Jason Webb is poor. Listen. Like, that's all he said. I was like, he's just like a little asshole all the time.
Who thinks we're not friends?
Who
even thought we were friends?
I guess because the first podcast we were doing together and then we weren't.
So,
and I left that up and I forgot to take it down. And I was going to go and just recap it and say what happened. And so, in your view, what happened? I thought it was creative differences and not being able to meet up.
Yeah, it was way too difficult to meet up. We live on... there's that thing in L.A. where you don't cross the 405.
Yeah.
And we're kind of on that. We're on two different sides of the city. And it was nothing... I love you. Love you dearly.
Yeah.
There's nothing but, creative differences and just it being too difficult.
Yeah. It was...
we tried a thing. It didn't work.
I'm still doing
we'll
this...
we'll probably end up doing something together someday.
Yeah. I'm still doing this and figuring it out. like basically through people that listen to it, give me ideas for it and stuff, because I spend literally no time other than getting people to do the podcast. I spend no time thinking about it.
That's what a podcast should be.
Yeah. So, and I like lies and stuff, and I don't know. It's just interesting. I just like hearing about what people lie about. But on my end, I said that there were creative differences and we just couldn't meet up. And I was like, I think he lied to me when we went to Conan.
How would I lie to
you? This is what you said.
Why would you think I lied to you?
I didn't. And like, even though like, I was like, I thought it could be a lie, but I was like, that's so stupid to lie about. And that's the reason I was going, I'm not confronting you.
I brought you to Conan.
You did bring
significant
me.
Significant events of my
life.
Dude,
that
chose
was
you to come.
That's true, and like
you
we haven't
I'm
talked
lie
since.
To you while we're there.
Yeah, well, the whole reason was like we came up with this podcast idea so that you would have something to promote on Conan, mm-hmm. and then they told you that they don't promote podcasts.
Yeah,
and I saw other people promote podcasts, and I was like, well, that was weird. I was like, because it seemed like it was more out of the way for him to say that he was going to be on this show than it was to just do the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. My manager called me, said, what do you want to promote? I gave her the podcast. She came back like 20 minutes later, said that they weren't going to do that.
It's weird.
And I didn't actually even have a show to promote, so I had to
call. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, can I say that I'm on your show?
Yeah, and you drove there and did 5 minutes.
I drove there and did 5 minutes just so I wasn't a liar, because that's how much I don't lie.
Yeah.
I drove to Phoenix to do 5 fucking minutes, and I'd work the next morning, so I had to drive there.
Oh, you had to work at the lemon shop?
I did a drop-in five-minute set and then drove back to L.A.
Dude, I mean, you probably made better time doing that than you could have went to, like, West Side or something.
Yeah, I mean, at least I got quality 5 minutes in front of real people.
Yeah, and they
it's
know...
It's insane how far...
Did
we'll
you party that
just
night?
For that. No,
like,
I didn't. I
no, you had
I
to
had
drive
to go
right.
back. I finished and had to go right
oh,
back.
Oh, God. Yeah. And, like...
lie to you.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, that's so... I didn't
Maybe
know...
Maybe they do other podcasts that have more than one episode out.
Oh, that's what I was... That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, we... pretty much did not dedicate any time to this whatsoever.
No. We had a
like
we blew it there.
Yeah, we recorded twice, and I think the second one was like okay enough.
Yeah,
and we just posted that, and then I called my friend and tried to get it up on iTunes before your Conan the next day.
We did all the things we thought we were supposed to do without really either wanting to do it or feeling.
Yeah, because we bought this thing.
We're both forcing each other to do it.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun.
No, it was not fun at all.
And I don't know. It
wasn't
was,
unfun.
It wasn't unfun. It's
engaging enough to like.
Well, because us doing it together, we run out of lies. Like, there's only so many lies
That's
we
true.
Can do.
It's even gonna be tough doing this podcast now, just because we know each other so well and have spent time
yeah.
with each other.
Well, we.
We've
I mean,
talked about so much. It might actually even be better.
I don't know. I mean, we don't even have to talk about lies because, like, I mean, everybody knows that we started this podcast together, and
does everybody know that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, everybody that came and did the podcast, I guess they just went and listened to the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I didn't have many up now. There's like 12 or something. And I guess they just listened to the first one because that had the most view, like listens and stuff. And then just the rest of them are completely different. Like, there's just no mention of you or anything. It just like goes away.
Yeah.
So I figured I would mention that to you while that you're here.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You didn't lie to me. Such a good person.
Thanks,
that you
buddy.
Went and did a five-minute set. Probably spent $70?
Yeah,
$80?
Lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Went to work the next
dude,
day to
it
break
been...
even on my five-minute set in Arizona.
Oh, dude, that would have been so funny if, like, you're like, all right, yeah, I don't have anything to promote. Could you guys put me on your show? Oh, cool, yeah. And how much does that pay? Like, just try to get some payment out of them.
Oh, I think they gave me like $20.
$20.
They're the homeboys.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Yeah, they're always like pretty good. I need to go back down there when they start that. Have they started the worst? What is it called? The worst show ever.
Literally the worst show ever.
Yeah, I always take the literally out of
it. They do it monthly.
Monthly. I was supposed to do it in June or something, and I had to leave.
Oh, dude, you should totally do that show. It's the best show in Arizona.
Yeah, I just haven't contacted them again to do
it's
it.
One
I tried
the best
to reschedule
the country.
Yeah, I tried to reschedule it one time, and then they were like, "Oh, we're on hiatus for the summer." And I'm like, "All right, well, I'll forget. Yeah. I was like, you might as well book me for May because I'm going to forget to come back.
It's a hot book, dude. Everyone wants that show and that in that scene. God, it's just I hope people don't think. It bothers me that people thought there was a tiff between us.
Yeah, I think it's just because like we did the podcast and then I don't know. I thought it was clear that we were friends. Like I went to Conan and then I had you open for me and like we spent like what 4 days together or something.
Yeah.
Or 3 days? I don't know.
Zero fights.
I mean, I did, like, get real upset with myself one time.
That's okay.
That was because of Adderall.
Yeah, it might have been a little bit because of Adderall.
Yeah, that's one, I guess that's kind of a lie I've been telling people. Like, I've, like, got addicted to Adderall. I was prescribed.
You were prescribed Adderall as someone who needed to use it.
Yeah.
You weren't just getting it on the streets.
No, and I wasn't overdoing it. I was doing what it was prescribed.
Small amount, yeah.
And this is what was weird. I went to the doctor, and I was on, I think, 5 milligrams or something. And I go to the doctor, and she's like, how much do you weigh? It says, because they hadn't weighed me yet. I was like, I'm like 220 or something. She's like, all right, well, we're going to up you to 10 milligrams. And that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Because 10 milligrams, like, I went out of my mind, dude. Yeah. Went out of my mind. Like, I would take 10 milligrams in the morning, and I would get so much shit done that I would just run out of stuff to do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And
but then the end of the day is where you need to be not coming off of Adderall.
Yeah. I started taking.
Need to be funny.
Yeah, so I would take Adderall in the morning. It would wear off around 2 or 3, and I would try not to take another Adderall until about 7 or 8, so I could go do a show.
Yeah,
and then I just noticed I wasn't having fun at the shows anymore, and like I was just in a bad mood. But the first 2 hours of taking the Adderall at night, oh god, dude, I was Johnny Network. I talked to everybody and their cousin, dude.
Yeah. Else with that.
But then in Santa Ana, it was Santa Ana, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Santa Ana, I took one like maybe right before I went on stage or something because I was like super tired from the drive and everything. And I don't know, I got bored halfway through and then just went on like rote memory. And then afterwards, I just felt like dog shit, dude.
You hated yourself.
Yeah, I hated myself.
You hated yourself.
Yeah, because I asked everybody in the room why they hated me.
That was, how was that set? Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, it was fun until...
Yeah, it ended up fun. That was the thing, is that you did fine on... If anyone watching you on stage, they wouldn't know that you're having an Adderall breakdown.
Yeah.
You were fine. And then you got off stage and it was just like a ghost.
Oh, dude, I was... Dude, I was so... I wanted to quit.
You did.
I did. I
was
told
like
you.
To give you real legitimate perk ups.
Yeah,
like,
no,
dude,
you didn't
okay.
give me any perk ups. This I is what you said. What so are you going to do? What are you going to do? I was like, well, shit, I guess you're right. I don't really.
Love.
Yeah. I mean, I needed it. I felt bad
I
because.
I told you you were great each time. Just that you
yeah, but it's just like.
To want to be there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you did give me good advice and stuff and like calm me down. But I don't know, dude. It was just insane. Like, I didn't. Because in my head, it wasn't Adderall that was doing this to me. Not yet.
Yeah, it was your own.
It was my own, like, neuroses and stuff. And I'm like, fuck. And then, like, I don't know. It just made my life worse and worse. And I was getting in fights with my girlfriend. And I knew that I wasn't being rational. And I couldn't stop it. So then, I mean, I just had to quit on cold turkey. Because I was like, I'm going to lose my girlfriend and, like, my job and everything if I don't just quit this. Because one day I'm going to go to work and I'm not going to be on Adderall and then I'm going to fucking like ruin it like somehow. So I just had to get off of it.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And it was going to ruin your life.
And it's supposed
to
help.
How did you get prescribed this?
Because like I've been prescribed like it before because I do have ADD or something. And I think I might've just had depression or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like that makes me a little lethargic. And so they just gave me that, and I don't know. I feel like if I just took, like, antidepressants or something, I would probably be fine with attention span. But right now I'm just trying to, like, exercise and stuff, so to stay off antidepressants.
I wonder that, too.
Yeah.
If I need to go down the antidepressant lane.
It's weird because your dick just doesn't work.
I know that, but I'm
well, it works.
Concerned
like
with my dick.
Oh, dude, it works, but you never come. Never.
Oh, that sounds great for...
No, it's the worst thing in the world, and it hurt. It's terrible.
But are you happy? Because I'll take not coming for happy.
I don't think you can be. I don't think you can... It's not a give or take here.
I feel like people that come the most are often the least happy.
Well, that's because they're having sex for the wrong reasons.
That's true.
Yeah, but like if you're mentally healthy, which maybe you're not, I don't know. But they're...
My dad has severe depression, and yeah. I've just never even bothered to explore if that could have
it definitely
shifted over. But yeah, here I am.
Yeah, it probably has. Like, my parents, I mean, they don't go to the doctor for anything that's mental health. Like, they're old Southerners.
Yeah,
that
there's
just
like a weakness to it.
Yeah, same. there's like a weakness, and it's like, you, like when they were growing up, you just went on the farm. And you worked all day, and like you had endorphins from like working.
Yeah.
And like I'm just at a computer, or that's I'm editing true. Something, and I'm not getting enough exercise and sunshine.
Social media, you're just comparing yourself to people all day long.
I don't really compare myself that much on social media.
I don't think people do it actively. I think it's a subconscious.
Yeah, that's
thing.
What I think it has to be.
Which is way worse.
But I've been watching a lot of YouTube, less time spent on Instagram. Like Instagram, I'll post something and then I just won't check it like for the day. And then when I go back, I'm like, oh, I'm popular.
Yeah.
I like to play that trick on my
It feels amazing.
Yeah. One time but Instagram fucks up sometimes when you go a long time without like looking at it, and you go there and you have nothing. You're like, what? I'll let something stay up for 8 hours and there's nothing. And then you just see that, like, you did get likes. It just doesn't show up after a while.
I've noticed that it's like the worst part of social media, I think, is that I'll let however I feel about my certain online presence or online profile affect how I am interacting with people in real life.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't like my Instagram page, or if maybe I post something and it doesn't get as much likes as I want, I will not walk into conversations with as much confidence.
That's so weird.
It's insane. It's totally, it's something that you have to
step back
and even, you have to recognize you're doing it, because you can do it for so long without
realizing. I probably have been doing it.
It's totally real.
Because.
And it's complete. If you tried to explain that to a scientist 50 years ago, he would think that you're the most
self-absorbed,
insane individual ever.
Damn.
To let that.
I've never thought about that, but I don't know if I've never thought about it, but I had to have a similar thing. I'm like, oh, I'm usually just in a better mood. If something got 100 likes, you ain't telling me shit for 3 days, dude.
True.
Like, you ain't telling me
there
shit.
There is that, yeah. But I think with that climb, there's a fall.
Yeah, but I also think it has to do with, like, creativity, in a way, for me at least. Like, when I get, like, 100 likes or something, it's probably off of something where I, like, took the time to be creative, and I'm at a creative high. And then after that, I'm still trying to have that creative high, but I can't match what happened.
Yeah.
So, like, you're getting pictures of fucking my girlfriend or something so I can get some of her likes. So, but, yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. But how did you, like, notice it?
I was just so sad. I had to fucking sit down and figure out why. I had to analyze everything in my life, and that was definitely it. I definitely just noticed that I was...
Was it after Conan or before?
Life, probably before, but I didn't notice it
you didn't
until
notice
after.
It. Yeah, because you got a huge jump in like followers and likes after Conan,
and
so
unreal.
I was wondering if it like went back down.
Of course, and that's people tell you that's going to happen too.
Yeah, like, you'd be like, not me, not Michael Longfellow.
Like, no, I'll be fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, you get sad. After
social media withdrawal from likes, that's insane. Like, it is a drug. Like, I know that they design it to be like what is it, like the casinos?
Yeah, it's
what are those things? Yeah, yeah.
They say that like seeing a notification is like a dopamine.
Yeah,
trip,
yeah.
Which is just drugs.
Yeah.
And we haven't had the time to study about, you know, really.
Yeah,
because
we're not
effects.
Exercising, so the only way we can get dopamine and endorphins is to like fucking post on social media.
Yeah, it's our kind of biggest thing. You can make a life out of posting on social media.
Yeah.
So it feels like a real thing. Even
yeah, it feels
it's
like
not
a
real thing.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing.
Yeah, I was talking to Todd the other day about Todd Masterson about video games, because he pays to get more tries and more lives in video games.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's insane waste of money. Like, just an insane waste of money. The best person that has the best, like, he plays video games, Sean White, you know Sean.
Mm-hmm.
he just plays a free game until it says it's going to cost him something. Then he just gets a new game. He's like, there's new games all the time, and they're all interesting. And he's like, why would I pay 99 cents or $2 for this game?
It kind of wrecks it, for sure. Because then, I don't know, you just, why work for it?
Yeah.
Because you pay for it, but it's not that much. It's like, oh, I could work for 50 hours, or I could pay $5 and
Well,
have
that's
game.
Not what it is. The games now, like, you have to keep paying and stuff. Like, he said he was spending, like, $20 a week.
Yeah.
On that, and I'm like
pay to plays.
Yeah, well, you
do the phony.
He was doing Candy Crush.
Yeah, I never got into those. I think I'm stupid because I don't like the puzzle games.
I don't either. I'm like, what are you fucking math problems? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to do math problems in my free time.
And I think I love real video games so much, like PlayStation.
Do you
video games?
Have you played Fortnite?
Yeah, I played Fortnite. I played Fortnite before it was fucking cool. Like,
yeah, I got it on my phone.
Before Drake played it.
Oh, before Drake played it?
I played it for months, and then I got bored of it, and then it came
back boring.
With a ferocious... I love the Battle Royale.
Yeah, that's what I play, but it's...
But I don't like Fortnite.
I don't like the third-person shooter aspect of it.
Yeah, I wish it was first-person.
I get too confused, and I don't know how I'm walking or whatever. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm playing it on my phone, so...
Oh, that's not the way to play it.
Dude, that phone... I have no drop rate or anything on that phone, but on my computer, it won't even fucking load the game hardly.
Really?
And that computer was the top-end Apple 2 years ago.
I like that they let the phone people play with, like, console people.
Yeah.
Because I can tell when I'm playing, like, on a console, someone on the phone is just, like, looking at the sky or something.
Oh.
Something stupid. And just blow them away.
Damn. Yeah. I'd die instantly, dude. I made a kid cry the other day because I sucked so bad. He was like, oh, my God. He's like, my whole team sucks. And he was just like, and I was dying laughing. And like, I didn't know, I had my headphones in. I didn't know that I was talking while I was doing it too, because I didn't hear it echo into the game or anything. And so I was just laughing at this kid. He's like, you asshole. I was like, I'm just trying to figure out the controls of the game, dude.
Yeah.
But it was terrible, man. But yeah. Did you have a good time in where we did two casinos?
Casinos, New Mexico.
Two casinos, New Mexico.
Did you have a good time?
No. I had a good time. I feel like I had a good time the first night, but it was weird. Like, it was rednecks. And
I honestly had a decent time on the drives.
Yeah, the drives were not.
The drives were remarkably less painful than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be
I felt like
12 hours each way.
Yeah, and I don't feel like there was like a silence or anything that was awkward.
No.
You would think in like 24 hours of driving.
Yeah.
It'd be something. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like me and you both are good at, like, if we want to be quiet, we're just quiet. And,
love
like, it's
good
not.
Quiet.
Dude.
Love a good quiet.
Love a good quiet. And then love a good goof.
Love a good goof. Yeah. Love quiet goofs. Why have just any wasted space?
Oh, dude, we were on one stretch, and we were just Instagramming the whole time, and then my phone battery was dying. Like, both our phones were dying, and we were just getting enough juice to Instagram something.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Running out of gas.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot about
gas.
I forgot about that. Damn. I always wonder about electric vehicles. Like, because they have a range of, like, 200 or 300.
Yeah.
So you can't really travel across the country unless those things are there. And I know Tesla, you can see where they are.
Yeah.
But they're probably not going to be anywhere where we're driving. Like, we're going to be on...
There was nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no Tesla. Where are you going to charge your Tesla in fucking Arizona?
Yeah.
No goddamn where.
You couldn't even get 89 gas.
What were we getting?
Just getting normal 80. Just, I mean, not that I would.
Yeah.
I've never gotten anything above.
Oh, is 89? 89
you know,
seems
89,
like a almost an A.
91. That's the. Those are the
oh,
ratings,
dude, I get
right?
the shittiest gas.
Yeah, 87.
I think most of my gas is like half like gas station worker spit and like homeless like pee.
Yeah.
Because my car will sputter every once in a while, and I know I got some bad gas in
you
it.
You a pretty old car though.
Yeah, but that thing's a rock, dude. That thing's a rock. I was like, I love having a shitty car because, like, I'll tell you this one thing that I'm going to do. I bought an engraver. I'm going to engrave the whole Harry Potter book on my car just for fun.
You're going to engrave?
Engrave the whole Harry Potter book on my car.
The first book?
Yeah, just the first book.
Just like the cover page?
No, the whole book.
What?
Yeah.
How are you going to do this?
Okay. I'm going to do it with an engraver. Oh, it'll be big
That's
enough.
So many words.
Yeah, but
How
I get
to do this. You're not going to do
listen,
this.
Listen, dude. I'm going to do it. Everybody has been talking shit about this idea. It's going to work. It's insane, but like, listen.
It's going to take you years.
Yeah, it probably will. But the thing is, like, I've always been, I have to have something monotonous to do, like, in the morning to, like, quiet my head. And I, like, meditate. Weed does not do that
no,
for
not
me.
Not weed. Read.
Oh, no.
Read a book.
I do read. I read all the time.
That's true, actually. You read Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't read Harry Potter in quite some time, like, since I was in middle school.
Yeah.
But I read, like, two books this week.
So why do you need another thing?
Because I don't know. Like, it doesn't quiet my head.
Your car's going to look, it's going to be cool to you, and then to everyone else, it's going to be like, oh my God, that guy just got his car.
Oh, but listen, I'm going to try to sell it for $15,000 when I'm done.
Interesting.
To buy 32 Toyota Tercels to write Infinite Jest.
I'm fully in support of this, actually. I changed my plan.
I'm definitely not doing Infinite Jest.
Immediately.
Dude, I'm going to get done with half of the hood and be like, fuck this. And then I just have like
definitely
a paragraph of Harry Potter on my... I kind of want to do it just because I know it's going to be hard. It's stupid. And it's going to take a lot of time. But it's also something like if I accomplished it, it's a fake accomplishment just like video games.
It'll be a cool post.
Yeah, it'll get 24 likes and I'll fucking like
do well on Reddit with that probably.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Get some Reddit points.
Maybe I'll kick off my YouTube with that one. Do you have a YouTube? Oh, you gotta pee. Hold on.
I gotta pee.
What the fuck? Guess I'll have to start over. Anyway, yeah, me doing the intros to these things is horrendous. Like I just like have to like amp up the way my voice is or something.
Yeah,
like because I'm talking to no one and it's insane.
Yeah, I see that you do
yeah,
that.
I'm like, I hate it, dude. I'm trying to like stop it, but there's no way that I would
You're
do
being
it.
Being a host.
Yeah, being a host and like being a host drains every single bit of fun out of me.
If you're a real artist, I think being a host crushes your soul at least a little
oh
bit.
Oh my God.
But it is something that is.
You have to do.
It's good to be, yeah, it's good to be good at.
Like, there's a pain in my chest. Like, I'll be like, oh, welcome to the podcast. And I'm like,
oh God. Yeah, exactly.
And, like, there's parts of me just cussing, going, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to do that again. I was like, it's just hard to be yourself, like, on spot. Like, yeah, like, everybody, usually after someone leaves the podcast.
That's why I think most people aren't themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is.
That hosty.
Yeah, and like on YouTube, when you see people's videos, they have YouTube voice, which is the same as like comedian voice, but different.
Yeah.
Like comedian voice, you know what that is. Mm-hmm. And like YouTube voice is just like, hey guys, and welcome back and subscribe. Yeah. And like it's just like talking. It's insane. I'm like, I don't know why people watch some of these videos because I watch them too, and I'd have no idea why. Mm-hmm. No idea. I will watch someone talk about their closet that's like no one.
Yeah, I think I just appreciate the fact that they made a video and posted
yeah.
it. Because like, I want to do that.
You want to do it? I'll help you with YouTube.
I would do YouTube stuff.
You know what? We should do a
I need to do something.
Let's do a vlog competition.
A vlog off?
Yeah. Where for like 20... God, that's so many days. 21 days? Because that's how long it takes to like build a habit.
Okay.
We do a daily vlog. It's a lot of work, though. Or a weekly vlog. Maybe.
I think the work would just be more...
It'd be
getting
daunting.
Getting the setup
yeah.
and figuring out how to upload it. For me, that would be...
Oh, I can
work.
Upload it
the
for you.
The vlog
just,
part would be a blast,
oh, so you,
I think.
So you don't think you could edit?
I could do it. If you want to challenge me to this...
I'll do it. Well, okay, we got to set parameters, though.
I'm confident in my ability.
Okay, I just hate how confident you are at all things.
I'm
like,
ready for
you've
this.
Never done this before in your life. And I've seen some of your stories on our trip. They were horrendous. Like, they were horrendous. But, yeah, I'll do the vlog thing. You want to do 21 days?
21 days.
Do you want to do a daily vlog or a weekly vlog?
A
weekly vlog gives you enough time to figure out how to edit it and everything for your whole week.
All right. So what are we going to do, 21 weeks?
No.
That's way too
no.
much.
No, 21 days. 21 days.
Yeah, but if we're doing it weekly.
Maybe we should do it
once
daily, but that's going to be rough.
Daily might be a little rough.
Yeah,
I think we're going to get in over our heads again.
Yeah, yeah. Like we started a podcast, and now I'm the only one doing it. Yeah, let's do a weekly vlog for 3 months.
Okay.
3 months.
3 months weekly vlog.
Yeah. 3 months weekly vlog will start. When do you want to start?
Well, I need to buy a camera.
No, I think you can do it on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll look up some videos and
then
I'll
let's start fucking tomorrow. I don't care.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm going to do most of mine.
Monday.
Monday?
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Give ourselves a week to.
Okay, and we have to. What day do you want to edit, post these? Because we got to post them on the same day.
Oh, man. Do we have to post them?
Yeah.
We can't just send them to each other?
No. You got to post them. That's what will make you want to do it well. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. That's
I think.
True.
And you said you want to post stuff to YouTube.
Yeah, I do.
So let's do it.
I just, yeah. All right.
I mean, I can give you time, and I can let the listeners know later when we're actually going to start.
Because
I want you to go and actually do. I want you to do research on what it takes to do one, and I'm going to do the same. And we'll try to figure out how we want to do it.
All right, we'll iron out these details.
Yeah, we'll iron out the details and let you guys know.
Yeah, but keep an eye out.
Yeah, for Michael Longfellow's vlog debut.
Vlog.
Oh, dude, a vlog saying vlog makes me sick.
Come on, man. It's it's part of that culture.
Yeah, it is. Wow. And, like, I watch them, and I'm like, but it takes me out of it. Like, while I watch people and they're just talking to the camera, I forget that, like, they're just talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's kind of insane.
Yeah, I was like, I would love to be able to get to the point. It's kind of like your clown class you were taking, like, being embarrassed of filming yourself
and
stuff. Because, like, every time I see someone filming themselves, I'm like, oh, God. Like, I'm such, like, a hipster about it for some reason.
Same.
I'm just like, it's because I'm embarrassed that I can't do that.
Sometimes I used to make a lot of Instagram videos.
Yeah.
Of, like, weird little.
Oh, yeah. When I first met you, that's what you were doing.
Yeah. And it's, I always loved doing it. And then I think I got too hipster about it.
Yeah.
I think I just watched other people do it that sucked.
Yeah.
And were, like, really gross at it.
Yeah.
And it made me think, well, maybe that's, I don't want someone to look at my videos and think of me how I'm thinking of this person.
Yeah. That's why
it's
just,
my videos weren't like that.
It's like a very judgmental thing. And it's like wanting to be a cool guy. Like I've been trying, like, ever since I started comedy to take the cool guy out of it.
Exactly. But I don't think, like, to say, like, doing the videos, that's just people wanting to be a cool guy and then go up in front of a bunch of people and try to make them laugh. It's like,
yeah,
we're all just trying to be the cool guy in
every
facet.
Well,
but not, I know what you mean with, like, the cool guy. Like,
yeah,
the,
like, there's, like,
the
a
joggers and.
Well, I'm not even talking about the I'm talking about, like, I've been trying to take the cool guy, like, which is the cool
the guy.
Guy
that uses his comedy to maybe look attractive to.
No, it's not even, it's not even that, but, like, also, I guess part of that, like, it's kind of like the ego. Like, you don't want to do vlogs because you're afraid of what other people will think. And that's a cool guy mentality. He's like, oh, I got to maintain my cool guy.
Is.
And so you got to get rid of that. Be a fucking goofball.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's what people will react to is you as an authentic.
That's the cool guy.
That's a cool guy. So you got to negate the cool guy to be the cool guy.
Just my whole life.
Yeah.
Is negating that cool guy.
Yeah.
That cool guy kept me away from doing things that I always wanted to do in high school.
Yeah.
My whole entire life, that cool guy's been fucking me up.
Yeah, he fucks you over.
I played sports and sucked at them my entire life just because of cool guy.
Well,
cool
it's guy probably night. Because of your general athleticism, the reason you sucked at it.
Yeah, but the reason I kept signing up after it was so obvious that I was not going to be good at this
year. I think you just didn't keep up with it long enough because I did.
I don't know.
How long did you play? Did you play baseball? You look like you played
every sport since my childhood.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the lesson I learned with baseball because my parents made me sign up every year and I sucked at it. I was really bad. And I did it for, like, maybe 10 or 12 years. And whenever I got to, like, the 10th year, I think, I remember my mom driving me to the thing. She's like, are you sure you want to sign up? Because this is, like, $30 and you suck pretty much. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Because I didn't know what to do in the summer. Like, what am I going to do? There's nothing to do here. I can go eat sunflower seeds and, like, lay in the sun, which is basically what baseball was.
Yeah.
So I signed up for that. And then that was the year that I got really good. Like, I had a coach that saw, like, something in me. He's like, all right, we're going to get this guy and, like, make him work on him. And so, like, every practice I had one-on-one, like, helping me do stuff. And I got really good. I was, like, batting cleanup. Like, I always hit the ball. You didn't know where it was going, but I was going to hit it. It might not go far, but I'm hitting that ball every time. And, like, I was first baseman. I didn't make any errors. Like, I, like, so to me, I felt like it taught me that if you want to get good at something, you got to keep going through the shit. You know,
I went through a lot of shit.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
I got pretty decent at basketball, and then I played lacrosse my last few years.
Lacrosse? I don't even think they offered that at my school.
Yeah, different neighborhoods, but
yeah, they probably would have beat up people that played lacrosse in my neighborhood.
I was never good at that, but for me, only playing it for a little while, I could at least. I was surprised at that I could even catch a ball.
Yeah. That's weird. I've always had pretty good hand-eye coordination, but it's never used, like, except when I'm dropping stuff. Now, like, I rarely drop something before I catch it. Like, I have really good reflexes, and no one ever sees it, dude. No one ever sees it. And then one time Bailey saw it, and she was like, wow, that was, like, impressive. I'm like, I know, it happens all the time, and nobody fucking sees it. Because I went to 7-Eleven, and there was a homeless guy out there asking for money, and I didn't carry cash on me. So I just grabbed him, like, water or whatever, and, like, went to hand it to him. And there was one of those Bird scooters out front. And as I handed it to him and brought my hand back, I knocked over that Bird scooter. And before it hit the ground, I caught it with my foot and threw it up.
Oh.
It was the coolest. Like, and I did it out of instinct. And, like, he was like, nice catch, dude. And I was like, thank God you saw that. Like, I was looking around hoping someone saw it.
Yeah, you gotta get that guy to tell
everybody. Yeah. I was like, tell your friends. Go tell your friends. And then I was like, I felt good about getting him a water or whatever. But I shouldn't have, because the water was one of those Arrowhead BOGOs. So, like, I was getting a water. I was getting a free water anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, I gave him that, and I was like, I felt kind of good about it, but I was like, man, I probably should have got him something to eat or something. Then I go out there, and, dude, he has no less than 25 bottles of Powerade, water, food. He has his own snack shop behind that trash can. And as I was leaving, I was like, oh, shit, everybody does what I do.
I've had homeless people tell me, like, honestly, I have enough water. Thank you, though.
Oh, wow.
They do. They have enough water. They don't need more.
Wow, that's good.
They will eventually, but maybe they can't.
Yeah, they can't carry it because they're mobile.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, I saw this the other day on the 405. This homeless person had, which was smart and also weird, he had a Venmo account on his sign. And I was like, I'm not Venmoing a bum, dude. I'm not, like, that's insane. I don't know if, I don't think they can get my information at all, but I just don't want to Venmo someone money.
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird. Like, someone you don't know Venmoing them money? That's insane. I wonder if people were doing it, though. Like, they didn't have change and they felt bad, so they were like, I'll write his Venmo down and then get him back later.
No.
You don't think?
I don't believe in people that much.
You don't? Yeah. I don't believe.
I watch 99% of cars drive by.
Yeah. Homeless people around here, to a certain extent, like, you become blind to it because it's like
you need to have that sort of, like, it's not, it's like that, what is that one joke where I forget who does it, but like his niece comes from the country.
Oh, Louis C.K.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, his niece comes from the country and she, like, goes to help a homeless person. He's like, oh, no, we don't.
Yeah,
like,
we don't.
He's correcting her behavior.
Yeah.
You definitely need to know when to not put yourself in a dangerous position.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it is true that here it's just you're gonna see 10 on the way to the store.
Yeah, you're gonna see so many.
I just don't have $10.
Yeah, like, most people.
Whenever I have cash, I try to do a little something, but
yeah,
sometimes you gotta desensitize yourself to saying no, for sure.
Yeah, it's just like there's so many of them, and most people here are poor anyway. Like, they have high rents, and, like, maybe they're just making it by or whatever. I don't even, like, everybody talks about how when it rains, like, nobody in LA knows how to drive, and I don't think that's true. I think everybody's so poor that when it rains, our tires are bald and slick, and we're just slipping
that's
all
funny.
Over the goddamn
that
face.
That might be true, actually.
Yeah, because I was in my car
tires
the other day.
Are so expensive.
Dude, I was in my car the other day, and it rained, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, I have to drive home.
You've told me that, dude. Your car's tires are, like,
dude.
Insanely dangerous.
Oh, I looked on them the other day, and I was like, this next paycheck, I definitely have to get two front tires because the wire is showing, dude.
Oh, my God.
I was like, these things are going to bust.
You're a hazard to, to other people.
Yeah, so yesterday I had the day off, and I did a bunch of work on the computer, but I didn't leave the house unless I walked.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I got to get these tires on Friday. But two tires, I think, are going to cost me like $200.
At least $200.
At least.
Yeah.
And then it's it's not even the tires. It's the time. Like, somebody should have tires or something for, like, cars that you can just order them, and they come and put them on.
Yeah. Or a service where someone comes and picks up your car and takes it to the repair shop.
Yeah, that would be good,
too.
Have
your, it's just the whole day. Dude.
It's the whole day because you never know.
You never know if it's going to be fast.
I went
get your friend to take you home. It's just the second you get home, you get called back, or 6 hours later.
Yeah, when I first got here, I got a nail in my I had gotten a nail in my tire in Denver, and I drove it all the way here and just kept refilling it. And when I got here, I went to Pep Boys and tried to get the have them fix the nail because it's like leaking. It's flat every morning, and they're like, we couldn't find the leak. I was there 7 hours, dude, 7 hours, and they're like, we can't find the leak. And I was like, you're insane. Like, it's flat every morning. There has to be a gash in that thing that you should be able to see. And, like, I got fed up with them, and I left. And I went to this, like, just, you know, those, like, auto places that are, like, clearly, like, family-owned
shit.
I went to one of those, and I was like, oh, this one could probably be a scam, too. And so I'll go in there, and they fix it within 30 minutes, plugged it, and they're like, yeah, and you might need to get some new tires and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Those are the best ones, I think.
Yeah.
The chains are the scams.
Yeah, the chains are the scams because those people do not give a fuck about you, dude. They're working a 9-to-5, a family business. They want you to come back.
Yeah.
They're going to be nice to you. Like, my dad owned a mechanic shop, and, like, you want to be nice to people. You don't have friends.
You're
time.
Like the weed dude. There's other weed dudes.
Yeah.
But if you throw in a little something-something that first time around.
Yeah, free hanging some Fortnite, dude.
Not that I do that.
Yeah, not that you do that.
Not that I do that.
Dude,
Mom.
Oh, she will be listening
to this.
She will
be listening to all of this. I have to keep that in mind every time I do a podcast, because sometimes I kind of, like, phone them in.
Yeah.
Not phone them in, but I just, I'm not as choosy with my words as maybe I should be.
Yeah, well, I hope your mom doesn't hate me after this podcast.
I told her not to hate you.
Yeah.
I told her
you're
misunderstood.
Well, oh, wow. I wish everybody said that in LA about it. He's just misunderstood.
Yeah, well,
I
took the bigger man approach, you know.
No.
I was attacked online.
Dude, you were not attacked.
My name was used without my permission, and I said, you know, it's a tough world. Some people,
used
some
without
people react
your permission.
Certain ways. It doesn't mean they're bad people.
I guarantee you, your mom said, I don't like Jason, what he said about your podcast. You said, what the fuck? And you went and listened to it.
I'd
like,
already listened to it.
Oh,
I
did you?
I listened to it when Ari posted.
Yeah.
Anything.
So, did you hear anything?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, I did. Nothing really bothered me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Other
like, I'm.
The only thing that bothered me was you thinking that I lied to you.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't want you to think that I lied to you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really think that. I was just, like, kind of, like, in the back of my head, like, I'm paranoid all the time about all my friendships. I'm like, all right, well, most people are fake here, so I'm always, like, testing people.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm testing them.
Yeah, how about you just fucking.
I could just believe you and, like.
Off with the tests.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I mean, I should probably go to therapy. That'd probably help the test out a little bit. I'm off the Adderall. I'm on the
fucking therapy. Yeah, on drugs again.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'd love to be on all kinds of drugs right now. But not like any bad drugs.
No.
Just like some shrooms.
That's like the antidepressants.
The antidepressants.
In a way, I guess, can be antidepressants.
Yeah, I want to do that. Like I talked to you about wanting to microdose that because I heard that helps with depression more so than these and other antidepressants, which also could give you cancer and other bad side effects.
I've heard that too.
But I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true. I think for the moment, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I want to believe.
Forget it.
I want to believe. That's pretty much.
I want to believe.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how much I can do shrooms and stuff like that without losing my mind.
Yeah, me too. That's what acid scares me because I'm like, I'm already on the edge of not being here. You know, like I feel like I'm like on the edge of just being pure insane. Mm-hmm. Because like.
And that stuff can wake up. Like, if you have mental illness, it can definitely trigger it.
Oh, and there's for sure mental illness. I'm fucking engraving Harry Potter on my car.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that's a mental illness.
Like,
and I'm going to do it. That's what's sad. It's like if I've already bought the stuff, already made the time. Like, I'm going to do it. I started getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And
that's
insane. I got so much stuff done before you got here that I had 2 hours to just like look on YouTube or something if I wanted.
I woke up and came here.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. And I didn't want to do that. The reason I got up at 5 was because I knew I was podcasting with you at 12. And I have to like have time to myself to just like look on YouTube, go for a walk, yeah, like have coffee and stuff. I knew I would be in a bad mood if I woke up. And I probably would have canceled on you if I'd just woken up and like we had to do a podcast. I don't like talking like immediately when I get up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably what happened.
I know what you mean.
You should try to get it. Oh, you'll probably have to get up early to start your vlog. You'll have to make more. Yeah. Maybe not 5.
I try to hit the triple digits.
Triple digits, what do you mean?
Like before 10. Get up before 10. Because I'm unemployed right now. I don't have a job.
Oh, you don't work at the lemon factory or whatever it was?
The cheese store?
Yeah.
No.
But aren't you doing like road shows or something?
Yeah. I mean, you just went off. The stand-up is, still, I consider stand-ups to be unemployed.
Yeah. Because you're not making enough to take everybody out for dinner.
You're fucking freelance.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when I like
you don't have a consistent
check. Yeah.
You have checks, but you don't have a consistent.
You have to save more. Yeah. And that's what
unless
sucks.
You have a writing job or something, then you're employed.
Yeah.
But if you're saying that like you're completely employed just through stand up,
you're on the road constantly. You're
it's
not
still
living
even
here.
If you are on the road constantly,
you're
it's still freelance at its core.
And it's there's not that much money.
No, not in the...
Like, you can
it is
get...
if you think about how much you're on stage per dollar.
Yeah.
If you think about travel and getting there, no, it's not.
Yeah, because you're spending, like, 3 to 4 days, like, away from your home.
Away from your home, your loved ones.
Yeah.
There's travel.
So you kind of got to have to like traveling a little bit to do it. Or at least to make yourself excited. That's what I had to do about...
You just have to love doing the shows.
Yeah.
You just have to want... Like, we drove, I drove 12 hours for 25 minutes of stage time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. So, 24 hours for, well.
For an hour overall of
stage time. Yeah, hour overall stage time.
And I'd probably do it again.
Yeah, I would too.
I need those minutes,
dude,
baby.
I want to do an hour. We should try to do a triple run or something. I need to contact. Did you contact them?
Yeah, I did. Said loved it, would love to work with you guys again, blah blah blah. And they sent back a nice
that was it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should see if we could set up a run with them or something and go. I want to like just go on the road for like a couple weeks or something, or like 2 weekends.
Yeah,
just get out of LA,
yeah,
get some real shows, do like an hour.
Me too. Have I been entertaining?
Yeah, I think so.
I've been okay.
Yeah, you're kind of waning now.
I'm waning now,
yeah, like you're.
Tell me that.
I can feel it. I can just feel your energy just waning.
No, man. I'm turning up.
As you put your hand as slowly as I can ever see someone put their hand on their phone was what I just saw.
Yeah, well,
you have no energy.
I'm slow in my movements,
see?
But strong in my mind.
What
like Professor X.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would not put it past you for 5 years from now for you to be wheelchair ridden.
What the hell?
No, not like from a horrific accident or anything, but your own choice. Like
my
you just
choice,
your own
like
choice.
I can actually walk. I just always use a wheelchair.
You just always use a wheelchair, and you've shaved your head, and you've like you're so skinny.
At that point.
Yeah, you're so well. She doesn't mind because it's an electric wheelchair, and she likes rides. So you just like
she sounds a bit simple.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen relationships like that at the bus stop where like a woman will sit on a guy's lap as he's like wheeling out.
That's true.
It's insane. I'm like, that is so much swag. Like, if I'm in a wheelchair, I am not getting any girlfriends. I'm telling you that right now. You can't make this more unmobile. Like, if you do, like, cut the legs off. Just cut the legs off.
Does Bailey ever find you to be too unmobile?
No, not really. I'm pretty much going all the time. I'm just not, like, exercising. And that's what I'm trying to fix now. I'm like, I feel like I will have more energy if I get up and, like, exercise and walk and, like, do that.
I feel like I get up and I exercise usually every day. And then after that, I don't move.
Really?
Yeah, I might move to my car and then into a venue. But
yeah, kind of.
I don't really take walks or anything.
Yeah, I took 2 walks this morning.
Yeah,
I took one at 5, and then I came back at, or I came back here and did some stuff, and I tried to take a nap at 9 o'clock.
Walk at 5 in the morning.
Dude, it. Honestly,
in this
is my first.
I would think that you're just someone who's fucked up and is still up from the night before.
Oh, dude, there is nothing but vandals out at that time. Let me tell you.
A great time to be a vandal.
Dude, I saw 3 bikes get stolen. I saw people just rifling through trash. And, like, nobody's stopping at stop signs. Just not a soul, dude. Like, it's unlawful before 6 o'clock. But as soon as 6 o'clock happened, like, it was just, like, a little bit light. The sun wasn't fully up yet. It was just a little bit light. You just saw people stop at the stop signs. You saw the people, they were already on their bikes. And so it looks like they're their bikes.
Yeah.
So you come home. Like, if you get up before 5, you see all this shit. If you don't wake up till after 6, you think you wake up and you just think you live in a physically fit neighborhood. Like, people are just on their bikes, and everybody's up, everybody's on. No. Fucking, they stole the bikes. Like, shit's going down at 5 o'clock, I'm telling you. Dude. This neighborhood, I was always skeptical about it. I didn't know if it was a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood. But now I know it's a bad neighborhood from 1 a.m., to 5 a.m.
I mean,
to 6 a.m.
Be a little sketchy at 3 in the afternoon, even.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
5 a.m. is definitely going to be, most places in L.A., I feel like, going to be pretty hellish at 5.
Dude, this was, yeah, no. If I wasn't as big as I am, I would be worried about someone, like, trying to, like, steal my shit.
If you looked like me?
Yeah, if I looked like you.
What would stop people from just breaking down the door and taking everything I have?
Like, what would stop them?
What would genuinely stop them? If they saw me walking into this door every day, there's no way.
There's nothing, dude. You should beef up.
I think I
have. You ever been like robbed or anything before?
Robbed?
Robbed? No. Or like stood up, like held up, or
no. Mugged, robbed, or anything like that?
Maybe your height plays a role.
Bullied into like corners and stuff. And
like what do you mean, as an adult?
No, as a kid.
Oh. I'm talking about as an adult, like.
Yeah, no, I've never been beat up as an adult or anything.
And you haven't been mugged?
Haven't been mugged.
Yeah. Because, like, if you're looking at me and you, they're going to mug you first.
Of course, I would mug me first.
Yeah.
Well, I'd kill you first because you'd get in the way, and then I'd mug me.
Yeah, I would kill me first, too.
Yeah, because you'd be a problem. You're a threat.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I'm going first, and that sucks because I worked so hard to get this big so nobody messes with me.
Yeah. I'd kill you. I'd mug me. I might.
Would you?
Make me
would you stab or? Would you stab me though, or would you shoot me? Like, would probably shoot, right?
If I had to.
Yeah.
I think probably shoot. I don't know if I have the capability to
stab someone.
I don't have the capability to do either, but stabbing seems so gross.
Yeah, because you get their blood on you.
Dude, I don't even like cutting steaks.
You don't. That's a little much.
I love eating them, but sometimes I cut them. I'm like, this is bloody flesh.
I forget that steak is flesh all
the
time.
Same sometimes.
I don't even care, dude.
You ever eat chicken wings? You're like, I just eat like 5 chickens.
Yeah, I do think that.
You know, that's insane.
Yeah. Like, I went and, like, I haven't had any meat for like 4 days. And I don't know. The other day, dude, I was just, like, craving meat so bad. I never crave meat. I just, like, I've always just ate it. And I was craving it so bad, I went and got, like, some hamburger meat and just cooked that, dude. I was so
just
hungry.
Just plain hamburger meat?
Well, I put it in some hamburger helper. But I needed meat, dude. I was like, I'm getting a protein deficiency. Because I don't have protein shakes here yet. Like, I already, like, went through them. And I haven't, like, I'm waiting for payday to get the protein shakes.
Yeah.
And, so I just had no protein. I was like so tired yesterday. I was like, I gotta get meat.
I have the same. I suck at eating.
I'm bad at too. Like, but
it seems like my whole day is just trying to, I don't know, get enough nutrients.
Yeah, you look like you would have what's that deficiency? Iron deficiency. Do you
really?
Have that?
No, I take multivitamins and.
Okay, well that's
healthy.
Good. I feel like skinny people and girls tend to have iron deficiency.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
I cook my eggs out of a cast iron skillet every day.
Oh, do you?
They say that helps.
Oh, why does that help?
Because there's iron in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I say it literally, like, gets on your food.
Ugh, that's weird.
I know, it sounds bad, but
it has to be good.
My girlfriend tells me that that's a thing.
Well, have you noticed that, like, are you living with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Does your mom know?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, she does now. But anyways, but does that not help you with your meals? Because I know with...
It helps me tremendously because she actually cooks.
Oh, dude, Bailey has me thinking about what I'm having for dinner at 12 o'clock.
That's the one thing. Okay, I have to get over that. The first part of me thinks, oh my God, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just fuel.
Yeah.
Because before her, I would literally, it was just a way to make my stomach not hurt. Yeah. So I could go do whatever I need to do that night.
Yeah.
Now, she's like, do we make the pork tonight?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
we make a side of potatoes?
And it's helpful. And
it?
I didn't notice it until Bailey left for this week because I'm eating like a savage caveman, yeah. dude. The other day, I drank half and half and had a spoonful of peanut butter for dinner.
Yep.
Because I was like, that's enough.
I have almond butter a lot, just a spoonful of almond butter.
Yeah. I'm allergic to peanut butter, though.
Why and do you have it?
I like it. I'm mildly allergic. It doesn't, like, kill me. It just, like, makes me do this weird noise. Like, I do this noise. It's disgusting. So, if you don't want to hear this noise, like.
Go ahead. Oh, I know that noise.
Yeah.
Itchy
so
throat. Itchy
yeah.
throat noise.
Itchy throat noise. Yeah. So peanut butter does that and pollen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. But I haven't really had that much problem with pollen out here for some reason. I don't know why.
Me neither. I used to be really allergic to pollen.
Yeah. I think the pollen's worse in the South because I remember, like, when pollen season would happen, like, it would come on, like, instantly. You'd walk outside and you'd just see yellow clouds
yeah.
going across shit. And you don't see that here. And it doesn't rain, so you'd think it would be worse.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I don't know, man.
But real meals are nice.
Yeah.
It's been a big part of my life this year that I've...
Yeah. I've been, yeah, I just don't, like...
And poor her to have to deal with, like, the... Which all she wants to do is make me a nice, amazing meal.
Yeah, and you're
and
just
I'm
being...
Like, oh, God, it made me think about it.
Yeah, that's the way I was, and now I think I'm going to not be that way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never mean about it, but I'm just like, oh, God, like, I want to think
about
that.
It just feels like a waste
that.
Of time.
Yeah, like, I got...
But it's not.
But I'm spending 7 hours thinking about it. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, what will we both eat? And I'm like... Chinese. I always throw out Chinese because there's this Chinese restaurant close to her house that we both love. Like, and so, but it's like $40 every time.
Yeah.
So if I really, really do not want to have this decision, I'm like, let's get Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some weed and some Chinese food. Call it a night.
That sounds great.
And yeah, it's great. Go to bed. Get up next day, got Chinese for lunch. Don't even have to think about lunch.
That's a lot of Chinese food.
Oh, dude, it's so much Chinese food.
So much salt.
No, the thing we get is like actually kind of healthy. It's just like cabbage and chicken. It's not. It's really good. The worst thing I think we get is the egg rolls. Like we get like 4 egg rolls.
Yeah.
But the place used to give us 4 fortune cookies because I guess we're ordering like a family of 4. Like, that's for a family of 4. And they used to give us 4 fortune cookies. And we've ordered it so much that they have tucked 2 fortune cookies away from us because they know
wow.
where it's just 2 people eating
wow.
it. And I was like, that's some bullshit. Like, I loved having the extra fortune cookie.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the main reason we went to this place.
Are they good fortunes?
No, they're dog shit.
A lot of fortunes now are just more like inspirational quotes.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know. They used to try to predict
You're
your future.
To tell me my future, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
have you ever done...
Get up and work hard and everything will happen.
Actually, these fortunes do... They're kind of in between, like motivational and something. It's like, it'll say like, your persistence will bring on something, something, you know, like... to your life.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's in between. Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Appreciate it. Like, I would love it if it's like, be scared of blue cars today or
yeah,
something. Like, that would be great.
Neat.
I would love that. Just
I would
like,
love that too.
And do you know how many people would legit walk away from a blue car?
Very many.
I think we should do this. We should vlog and we should make
faux fortune cookies.
Faux fortune cookies.
I don't even know how to make. How do you make?
You can order. You can order fortune cookies with the stuff already in it. I think.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't
that'd
think they hand make these things.
To
yeah.
Even do it.
Just have it at our shows.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We can put our like faces
be,
in like the red ink on the side
merch.
Of it. Yeah.
25 cents. You get a fortune cookie with a fortune written to you by yours truly.
Oh, dude, I thought about putting my album on like condom wrappers. Because, like, nobody has a CD player anymore, and nobody wants one of those drop cards. So just put them on the back of a condom, and it's like you're the first comedian to come out with an album straight to rubber. And, like, you can just, like, people can use it, download the code, boom.
That's an idea.
It's an idea. It's a green idea.
It's a green idea.
It's a green idea.
But every good idea starts as a green idea.
That's true. It's a green idea in that it's new, and it's a green idea.
The green idea we had for our podcast, and now look how it's developed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just going to have a bunch of condoms by myself,
yeah.
Just like this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, we didn't talk about lies, but I'm pretty sure we talked about every lie you had.
We didn't talk
at the
about any lies.
Well, I guess we talked about. I guess
you
I've been lying.
About your lies.
Yeah, and I don't really come out with lies that often.
Attacks.
Yeah, my vicious attack.
My character.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. Like a lot of people listen to the Ari episode.
Right.
Yeah, and
tremendous.
Him faking cancer was hysterical to me.
I didn't listen to the whole episode.
Oh, dude, you need to listen to him faking his cancer. It's dude, he faked cancer for like a day and a half. It was insane.
I love Ari.
Yeah, Ari's a good guy. I like him.
He's a mind of his own.
Yeah, nice. There's something
to be appreciated.
There's something that I just like relate to with him. I don't know what it is. Like, I know part of it is he's a scammer, dude. He has multiple Airbnbs going. He bought a car to rent it out.
Like, is that his Mustang?
Yeah, his Mustang.
His cherry red Mustang.
Yeah, his cherry red Mustang, which is smart because he's renting it out. People want like a convertible or whatever.
He lives in West Hollywood. That's the land of cherry red automobiles.
Yeah, so he's got a cherry red Mustang that he rents out. Like, he's got scams going like all the time. It's insane. I just love his enthusiasm for scams. I have that same enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. But I don't really go through with most of my scams. I more try to go through the creative ones instead of the like, oh, I'm going to run a bunch of Instagrams for people or whatever, like I've done before. But anyway, man, thanks for doing the podcast. I think this one was pretty long.
Man, it was good to clear. It was good to clear some things.
Yeah,
out.
No, I was getting tired of people asking. I'm like, if I haven't back
Jason
on.
Jason and I are friends. There's never any beef.
Yeah, there's no beef, and most people probably just listen to the first podcast. And just like kept asking about you. So,
well, it feels nice that people are asking about
me. Yeah. It seems like most of the listeners enjoyed you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I miss the listeners. Love you guys.
There was literally none of them when this started.
I think there's 38.
There's 38 now?
38 listens.
Oh, wow. We jumped up 20. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Michael, you got anything you want to plug?
November 21st through 26th, Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Phoenix.
Okay.
I'll be there.
This should come out around then.
I hope so.
And it'll be out. And
see me, please. I need people to be there.
Yeah, and your Twitter is?
@ Longfellow with 3 W's.
And your Instagram?
Longfellow Michael.
Why don't you get those matching? Just change them both.
Someone has Longfellow Michael on Twitter, and then someone has Michael Longfellow on Instagram.
Why don't you do just long-fellow or underscore fellow, like Longfellow, as like the whole thing. You're just Longfellow.
That's interesting, yeah.
Do
I think
that.
So, because that's all people call me. No one calls me Michael.
Because Michael's such a common name. Longfellow isn't. I would long-underscore fellow.
I like that, actually. I might make that move. All right, guys. Well, who knows what my things will
be. I'll let you know at the beginning of this. Yeah, I'll let you know at the beginning if he's changed it. All right, thanks, guys.